Kyrie seemed to be keeping his distance from the royal pair, the Baron noticed. He was part of the crowd clustered around them, but he'd settled for the outer fringes of that crowd, where he stood in conversation with a handful of others. Several other wealthy Telesburg businessmen were clustered around him, and they'd done their best to shanghai several of the more senior Chisholmians who'd accompanied Charlian to Caris. From the look of them, they were busy trying to impress the visitors with what desirable avenues of investment their businesses represented. One or two of the Chisholmians, including the Queen's uncle, looked as if they would vastly have preferred being somewhere else, but good manners precluded them from simply brushing the Carisians off.
"I suppose most of it's coming from the accident in his manufactory this morning,"
Hausman conceded.
"What sort of accident?"
Ironhill turned back to his friend, and Hausman's lips twisted in disgust.
"The sort of accident someone like him attracts like a lodestone draws iron filings. He doesn't train his people properly, he doesn't worry about the dangers of the machinery around them, and he prefers hiring children because he can get them so much more cheaply. And he managed to get three of them killed today. A pair of brothers, 10 and 11, if you please, and their 14-year-old cousin who tried to get them out of the shafting."
"I hadn't heard about that," Ironhill said quietly.
"And the odds are that you wouldn't have if you and I weren't having this conversation,"
Hausman replied bitterly.
"After all, he's scarcely the only one who uses children now, is he? That's exactly why Ryan and I fought so hard to get the laws against hiring children through the council, and why we were both so unhappy about delaying their effective date to provide an adjustment period."
Hausman looked as if he were tempted to spit on the polished marble floor, and Ironhill sighed.
"I understand, and I was on your side, if you'll recall. But there truly was some point to the argument that yanking everyone under the age of 15 out of the manufactories is going to cause a lot of dislocation. And whether you like it or not, Edward, it's also true that a lot of households who depend in full or in part on the wages their children bring home are going to get hurt along the way." "I didn't say it would be easy, and neither Ryan nor I ever argued that it would be painless. But it needs to be done, and Kyrie is a prime example of why. Look at him, just look. Do you see a single shadow of concern on his face? And do you think for a moment that he's prepared to pay any sort of pension to those three youngsters' families for their deaths? Why should he? Until the child labour laws go into effect, there'll always be more where they came from."
The cold, bitter hatred in Hausman's voice was stronger than poison, and Ironhill shifted a bit uncomfortably. He couldn't dispute anything Hausman had just said. For that matter, he agreed with Hausman's position in general, although he sometimes thought his friend might take it to something of an extreme, trying to move too far too quickly. And there were those in the Carisian business community who took a considerably more jaundiced view of Hausman and Ryan Michael's crusade to improve working conditions in their manufactories than Ironhill did. Bleeding heart was one of the terms bandied about from time to time, and many a businessman had been heard to mutter about the disastrous effect the policies they advocated would inevitably have on the kingdom's economy.
Which, given the fact that Edward and Ryan routinely show the greatest returns on their enterprises of anyone in Caris, is particularly stupid of them, the Baron conceded to himself. Still, I didn't know about the accident, he said again, quietly. I can see exactly why that would make you angry. For that matter, it makes me pretty damned angry now that I know. But how does that tie in with the Temple Loyalists? You really ought to sit down and discuss that with Benjamin Race, Hausman told him. I'm sure that by now Benjamin must have quite a dossier on our good friend Trevere.
Why? Ironhill's eyes narrowed.
Because the same bastard who couldn't care less about workers getting themselves killed in his manufactories is outraged by the very notion of our godless apostasy in daring to tell the group of four that we're disinclined to let them burn our homes over our heads. It turns out that we've damned every soul in Corris to an eternity with Shan Wei in hell, to hear him tell it. Amazing how much more concerned he is over his workers' souls than their physical well-being. Do you suppose that has anything to do with the fact that he's not going to have to pick up the ticket for their admission to heaven? The bite in Hausman's voice could have peeled paint off a wall, and Ironhill frowned. Travier Kyrie had always been very much a part of the religious establishment. Given his normal business practices and the way he treated his employees, however, Ironhill had always assumed his attachment to the church stemmed from the amount of business and patronage it controlled rather than from any genuine sense of piety.